DW.
In Southwest Miami-Dade,
they've just been shooting since last night.
Sends four men to the hospital and prompts a pursuit and day-long search for suspects responsible for a drive-by shooting.
Gun violence in America is the worst of any developed country. Currently, the estimated number of gun deaths and violent injuries is close to 100,000 a year. And Miami ranks as one of the most dangerous cities in America. Drive-by shootings make regular headlines on the nightly news, and often the reports highlight the innocent people caught up in the crossfire.
Chase ended with a gun in his hand.
Fatal shootings with victims under the age of 18 has spiked, with an average of one child shot every 17 hours in Florida. The problem is endemic. Firearms come second to cancer and deaths among youths in Florida. In 2016, two children and 34 teenagers under the age of 19 were killed in Miami-Dade County shootings. One victim was 8 years old, another only six.
And so another day in Miami-Dade, another shooting.
These sobering statistics made Guitars Over Guns founder Chad Bernstein react. He began a music mentorship organization that pairs professional musicians with students in under-resourced neighborhoods. It aims to empower them, inspiring them to succeed, not only in the classroom, but in life, and specifically to reject the cycle of violent crime in their communities.
A lot of our mentors come from similar neighborhoods as our kids, and there's a relatability there that's really important.
The mentors can relate to what the kids are going through, says Chad. Started in 2008, they currently have 33 mentors, serving 608 students.
In all cases, our mentors and our students are connecting through music and the arts, and that affords us a universal language to create these relationships that ultimately are the vehicle for creating such impact and such change in the lives of our students.
Today, several middle schools get together to film a music video. Around 40 kids sing along and take turns to dance freestyle for the cameras. As the sun sets, they break up to play basketball or chat with their mentors. 21-year-old Sierra Shaw is a go-go rap mentor. She teaches kids to rap, minus the profanity.
We create a relationship with the students that they may not have at home, and when they come with Guitars Over Guns, it's easy for them to express themselves, to be themselves, and, you know, like, what's the problem at school? What are your grades looking like? How can I help you with your homework? You know, if some kids don't have it at home, we have it here. So the positive impact is that they know they have anyone to lean on whenever they're in trouble or if they just need a listening ear.
Chad Bernstein says his group has seen more than a 90% increase in academic performance and school attendance among the students who take part in Guitars Over Guns. Their program keeps the kids off the streets and gives them an alternative to the vagrancy that leads to violence. Many of the mentors have their own stories of gun violence to share and set an example to the children to choose a better route in life. 21-year-old Sierra.
I do feel like guns is a big problem. I had one incident with my cousin. Her ex-boyfriend shot her, and she died on the scene. And I mean, it really hit home because we never had anybody around my age die so young in our family. So we could prevent problems like this. We could make sure that students stay away from gun violence and stuff.
Many of the kids don't have very good home lives, so the mentors almost become parent figures to them. 15-year-old Danelle Pittman is enrolled in Guitars Over Guns and says it can help turn things around.
Basically just stopping violence after all, and try to get our young teens to join the program, because to feel this some type of way that there is a better way out of the violence, this has to stop. I'm pretty sure with the spreading our program in Dade County, I'm pretty sure that we can get there and stopping gun violence once and for all.
I don't want to earn, I just want to earn. I don't want to be in debt, I just want to learn.
Antonio Monte Shelton is a local rap star who's also involved in countering violence.
I just bought this auto-tune equipment.
Can you hear me?
Gun violence is a major problem here in Miami. My experiences with gun violence has been like growing up in the inner city. My mom had a two-bedroom apartment, one for her and then me and my four brothers. We shared a room. She would always hear gunshots every night, and she would tell us to get under the bed. We have to go under the bed and lay down and just don't come up because bullets are flying everywhere, and she didn't want us to get shot. And I was like, what, first grade, 5 years old through middle school. That was the type of lifestyle that was going on. In middle school, one of my good friends, Jeffrey, got killed. He got shot.
Monty has had radio hits here in Miami. He wants to convey the message that shooting is not a solution.
I just want to learn. After graduation, I go into bankruptcy. Tell me I should enter.
With restrictions on guns being sold to mentally ill being nullified by the Trump administration and American criminals' fetish with military assault weapons, the likelihood of a child getting caught in the crossfire can only increase. Guitars Over Guns, Chad Bernstein, explains how they are trying to give kids a place they can breathe.
It's really about creating a space where they can exist and be free of judgment and not have the same pressures that they feel during the day at school to fit into some, you know, I need to be like every other student for fear of being bullied or you know, ostracized in some way. And in creating that safe space, they then have a place where they feel like they can share what they're thinking about and what they're feeling. And for most of our students, they may not have that opportunity elsewhere.
While America is paralyzed by its political deadlock over gun control, Guitars Over Guns gives the youth other kinds of role models to find a better path in life, steering them away from violence. Chad has been receiving increasing support from the local government, and his team has started to expand the project to Chicago. And it looks like the educational outreach model is set to be picked up around the country. For DW, I'm Maria Bacalopoulou in Miami.
DW.